American cultural products, from movies to soft drinks, cable news to Baywatch, saturate much of the Arab world, and many people who watch or buy them there are offended even as they do so. Charles Stewart is the Emmy Award-winning producer of Hollywood and the Muslim World, which will premiere Monday on AMC, the American Movie Channel. He joins us from the studios of WBUR in Boston. And thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
You talked to teenagers and professors in Egypt, Qatar, Lebanon, and Kurdistan. What are the range of reactions that they had to the presence of American culture in their lives?
The range starts rather benignly, then ultimately goes downstream to where at the end of the film we're chatting with a professor and some students at the University of Cairo, and they're claiming that they have been hypnotized by American culture. And the filmmaker in Beirut says that American values coming into Lebanon and the rest of the Mideast are actually driving some Arabs to radical fundamentalism.
Let's play it. A clip with that interview with the filmmaker that you talk about.
When you feel that you're completely dominated by another culture, the American culture, you have to have something to differentiate yourself from the American. And that's why you return back to your roots, and you return back blindly to your roots without questioning what you're doing.
Dimitri Holder, a very smart filmmaker in Beirut, says flat out, it's driving them back to radical fundamentalism, and they mean radical.
It is irresistible to note that when you get together with a group of youngsters and ask them about their favorite American films, these are typically violent films.
Yes. I had gone to a video store in Cairo on a busy night, and sure enough, a bunch of kids saw the camera crew and showed up, and I was asking them their favorite actors and their favorite movies, and you're right, Scott, it was violence.
As it would be here.
Yes, absolutely.
Favorite American movie?
Face Off.
Who's your favorite? Favorite movie actor?
Mel Gibson
and Van Damme. Your favorite movie?
Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan.
I thought one of the most interesting moments of the film, after chatting with these young boys, a 19-year-old walking by was a little nervous that an American journalist, me, was manipulating what these boys were saying. And he stopped, and the lecture he gave me about American movies and about American stereotypes of Arabs, how Independence Day still portrays Arabs on camels.
Independence Day, Muslims, camels, you are not, you see, that's a car. You see the car?
See this here? This is a car.
Allah, Allahu Akbar, that's not true.
We do not ride camels and run around saying Allah Akbar. In the end, he said, you know, you have this powerful medium and you should use it properly. And when you use it to insult Arabs, you only are insulting yourself at the same time.
Let me ask you about the changing demographics in the Arab world. A majority of people in the Middle East are now under the age of 25. They have grown up in a substantially different culture than their parents.
It's fascinating. I ran across one lovely 25-year-old veiled woman, Lamia Tawfiq. When I asked her, do you think Hollywood is intentionally pushing its values on other people around the world? And she said, you know, whether the Hollywood directors and writers are intentionally doing this or not is really not the point. I don't think they are. The point is, the damage is done. And what she meant by the damage to the young people is not that they were wearing blue jeans and t-shirts, but that the boundaries between boy and girl, men and women, are starting to change. And that's because of the films and the movies that they are seeing.
Now, we've wrestled with this in our own Western society, haven't we? I mean, there are plenty of parents, not to mention clergy and thinkers, who are concerned about the fact that popular culture often seems to have a greater effect on the attitudes of youngsters than family, church, synagogue.
You're absolutely right. American Christians, fundamentalist Christians, conservatives, make the same argument about American popular culture. But you know, Scott, you could make that argument about rock and roll back in the 50s, and I think you and I turned out all right.
Well, you did anyway. Charlie, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure.
Charles Stewart, writer, producer, and director of the documentary Hollywood and the Muslim World. It premieres Monday on AMC.